Greetings in Jesus' name on this 11th day of March, the year of our Lord 2024. It's currently in the 30s outside and the wind is just a whipping. I mean, 30 miles an hour or more, the trees are whipping, the storm has moved out. We got all rain yesterday. The mountains got up to a foot of snow, and we praise the Lord for all that He's done. Yesterday was a tremendous day in the life of our ministry. Full attendance in Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night. Choirs just on fire for God, singing to the glory of God, hands in the air, people shouting. And we're having a wonderful time worshiping the Lord. And I preached through 1 Timothy yesterday. I'm preaching a series through the book of 1 Timothy. And I preached on the glorious gospel of our blessed God. And had a good time preaching. Then last night, I preached out of Acts chapter number 20 on where the Apostle Paul said, "But none of these things move me." And I preached on being unmoved in the ministry. And the Lord helped us and encouraged us. And we're grateful to God for all that He's continuing to do. Here we are at the beginning of a new week, though, a new week of service, a new week of going on for Christ, a new week of being faithful to the one who went all the way for us, all the way to Calvary, all the way to the throne room of glory, where He sits at the right hand of the throne of God today. And there's nothing but we can, nothing else that we can do other than just go forward for Christ. And so I'm begging you today to just set your eyes on the Lord Jesus as a flint and go forward for Him. In your Bibles today, I'd like for you to look with me in Proverbs chapter 11 and verse number 27. Where the Bible says, "He that diligently seeketh good procureth favor, but he that seeketh mischief, it shall come upon him." And so we have two options here in this verse. Option one is to seek good. Option two is to seek mischief. Option one, you procure, or as the Bible says, you procureth favor. And the word procureth simply means to seek or to require or to desire or to request favor. You seek it and you find it. When you seek good, you're able to have that wonderful favor that comes your way. When you seek mischief, you're going to find out that mischief is going to come unto you. And so we put this into a church setting and put it into a church context. And we have a whole group of people. I mean from the front row all the way to the back. Then we have the preacher and we have all the people in the choir. We have the musicians, special singers, Sunday school teachers, and everyone seeking good. The Bible says, those that seek good procureth favor. Every single one of those in a church setting are seeking good. And my, what a blessing we have. But the alternative is this, "But he that seeketh mischief, it shall come upon him." So if we have a group within our church that's seeking mischief, that's interested in mischievous things, and there's schisms, and there's problems that are coming because of mischievous things that's going on in the church, the Bible says, "It shall come unto him." And so we're set in a position of making a decision. What are we going to do? Are we going to seek good and procure favor? Or are we going to seek mischief and it shall come upon him? Now, it seems to be an easy answer to that question. It does. It seems to be very simple. Well, Brother Bell, I'm going to seek good. Well, okay then. Let's do that. But oftentimes, we get caught up in scandalous situations within the local assembly, and we begin to seek mischief. And then when we seek mischief, mischief is going to come our way. And we're going to find ourselves in a real big mess. I wonder, dear friend, today, can we just get draw a conclusion here and just seek good and honor the Lord Jesus Christ with our life and honor the Lord Jesus Christ in our local assemblies? Let's do that. And I believe the Lord would be pleased with that. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a marvelous Monday. We'll talk to you again on tomorrow.